Hi, Sam Yuhan here, and it's time for another Daily Nuggets episode. With one of the latest Samsung Note Galaxy in my pocket, I said to myself, when I get a nice camera, I'll start shooting motivational videos. We often want to achieve something, but think that we don't have everything we need to get it done. When asked about our dreams or goals, we find ourselves replying with, I am waiting on, I just need, or when I get this, something like that. While it may be absolutely necessary to have certain things in order to make progress, I found in many cases, we can get a lot done with what we already have. In this video, I hope to inspire you to take another look at what is available to you, and so that you can make the most of it until you get more. First, use your assets that you have. In situations where we find ourselves saying we don't have something we need, it's usually some assets such as time, money, skills, or equipment. History, however, has shown that these limitations are not true barriers. When you think of the famous companies like Apple, Disney, and Google all starting out in someone's garage, it makes you wonder what's truly needed to get something done. Reading the stories of these companies helped me recognize how much assets we have at our disposal that go idle and unused. Can you bake cookies in your home oven to sell? Can you rent out extra room in your house? Or can you use your car to take elderly people for a drive? These are some of the examples I'm giving to show how much we have at our disposal to make money or do something. Sometimes we may have the resources at our disposal to start a project, but feeling like we lack everything we need to complete it, it stops us. If you're trying to create something, you can use what you already have to get that project started. Don't let not knowing how you will acquire everything you need stop you. For you, that might be writing a business plan and not knowing how the business will be funded. It could be for somebody writing a song when you don't know how it will be produced. Do what you can with the sources you already have. Next is to give what you have. Another area we might find ourselves not doing what we can is with the area of giving. We may find ourselves holding back the little we could give because it doesn't compare to what others give. Well, let me tell you a secret. What makes a gift significant is not how it compares to what others give, but to how it compares to what you could have given. For example, imagine if Mary and John donated money to a community center. Mary gave $20,000 and John gave $10,000. Who gave the most significant gift? Given the information I provided, it's obviously Mary. But if I told you that Mary makes $10 million a year and John makes $40,000 a year, that changes things. John gave 25% of his annual income while Mary gave less than 1%. Jesus pointed this same truth out to his disciples while observing people giving gifts. In Mark 24:41-44, he has this to say, and he sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd, putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put two very small copper coins, worth only a few cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "Truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put in more in the treasury than all the others. They all gave out their wealth. But she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on. Jesus revealed to his disciples that the significance of someone's gift is not in how it compares to other people's gifts. Instead, it is based on how much they have to give. The poor widow, giving everything she had, means she gave the most. Although the world focuses on the amount of a gift, know that it's not the true measure of significance. We all can give significant gifts. We can even argue that the less we have, the more we can give. Next is to use your confidence that you have. The main reason, I believe, we may find ourselves held back because of what we don't have is due to the lack of confidence. This becomes obvious when we eventually acquire the thing we say we need to proceed, and still we do not proceed. If it's the lack of confidence that's truly keeping you back, you can do what you can with the confidence that you have. This is what happened to me when I wanted to create motivational videos. Recognizing that it wasn't the equipment I truly needed, but that I didn't want to appear in the videos, I started with the confidence I had by creating videos with just my voice and graphics. Eventually, I built up the confidence and placed myself in front of the camera. While the voiceovers may have not been as effective as the in-person videos, it was better than doing nothing. And lastly, doing what you can with what you have leads to more. The greatest reason you should do what you can with what you have is that starting with what you have will lead you to more. I can't explain how, but I see it happen all the time. Those famous companies mentioned at the beginning eventually ended up moving to their own buildings. And as for giving, the Bible says, "Give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over, and poured into your lap." The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. You can read that in Luke chapter 6, verse 38. In other words, given the little you have positions you to receive more. And me doing voiceover and graphic-only videos has led to in-person videos. The same thing is illustrated in Jesus' parable of the talents. The servants who did something with the talents the master gave them were rewarded with responsibility over more. However, the servant who did not do anything with the one talent he was given was not only described as wicked and lazy, but his talent was then given to the one servant that did something with what they were given. It appears, folks, that God observes how we handle the little thing He gives us before He gives us more. This would then mean we could actually be keeping ourselves back from receiving the more that we want. And finally, friends, take a moment to think about all that you have at your disposal. Are you truly making the most of it all? I encourage you to maximize everything you have. You will be surprised at how much you can accomplish with very little. That will be our Daily Nuggets for today. Thanks for watching. And if you haven't done so yet, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. You can also find me on Facebook, Sam Eugenio. Hit subscribe or follow, so that you can watch all the succeeding videos. Again, God bless us all.